You're listening to SBS News.
New South Wales has reported another 31 COVID-19 deaths, and there were 36 fatalities in Victoria, with hospitalisations in both states continuing to decline. There are currently 2,494 patients being treated in hospital with coronavirus in New South Wales, with 160 people in intensive care. Just under 11,000 new infections were recorded in the latest reporting period. New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet says the state is tracking well.
It's pleasing to see in relation to hospitalisations across the state, they are down around 200 from last week. ICU presentations are down more than 20 since last week as well. Once again, just on the back of that health investment, we are operating well within capacity.
Victoria is reporting just over 11,000 new COVID-19 cases. 707 people are in hospital with the virus, with 79 people in intensive care and 29 patients are on ventilators. The total number of active infections in the state is just under 66,000. Victoria has lifted its ban on non-urgent elective surgery after the number of COVID-19 hospital patients hit a four-week low. Health Minister Martin Foley confirmed non-urgent elective surgery would ramp up to 50% of normal levels from Monday in private hospitals and day procedure centres. The lifting of the ban comes after the announcement of a $1.4 billion investment for the state's health system.
Our health system continues to be the subject of unprecedented levels of demand from this Omicron wave, now into, well and truly, into our second year of this global pandemic. And this investment is so critical in allowing our world-class health system to continue its work of getting through this crisis and supporting our people, our infrastructure and our services to make sure that the journey we are on is the one that we stay successfully on.
Queensland's Deputy Premier has slammed the federal government's handling of COVID-19 outbreaks in the aged care sector, calling it a national disgrace. Stephen Miles is criticising the Prime Minister for failing to ensure the sector had received boosters after announcing another 13 Queenslanders had died of COVID-19, including 9 in aged care. There have been 127 deaths in Queensland aged care facilities, representing more than half of the total 240 people who have died of the virus in the state since December the 13th. The state's Chief Health Officer, Dr. John Gerard, says it's not clear why so many people in aged care are double vaccinated but not boosted.
It's not clear to us what's going on in residential aged care and why a disproportionate number of people in residential aged care have not received the booster, because let's get it clear, these are people who've already received two doses, so they've already indicated that they want to be vaccinated. So why the hold up in getting the third dose is hard to understand. And that's why I'm so concerned about it.
The federal government has once again defended its handling of the pandemic amid ongoing claims it's bungled the rollout of boosters for residents in aged care homes and failed to properly plan and prepare for the worst. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he had asked the ministers for health, aged care and defence to check what else could be done within the sector. It's the strongest signal yet. The government will ask the defence forces to play a bigger role in supporting the industry rather than expanding what's available for the existing workforce. Mr Morrison says the impact of COVID-19 on the aged care sector has been challenging.
There are no easy solutions to this. You keep producing the personal protective equipment that's being distributed. The Defence Forces are assisting with that and assisting with many other tasks in relation to the pandemic. We've got surge workforces, which has covered some 78,000 or thereabouts shifts over the course of the pandemic. Drawing in workforce from the private hospitals and private providers to support the workforce when it unfortunately has to be furloughed. So there's no simple answers. This is not a pandemic that does not have impacts. And anyone who wants to suggest that, particularly for aged care, doesn't understand this pandemic.
And the Northern Territory has reported just over 1,000 new COVID-19 cases as hospitals cancel elective surgery to make room for more coronavirus patients. More infected Territorians were admitted to hospital overnight, bringing the total number of COVID-19 patients to 148 on Friday, up from 141 a day earlier. Chief Minister Michael Gunner says more than a dozen of these people require oxygen and six are receiving acute care in ICU, with these numbers tipped to increase.
For this reason, in line with other jurisdictions, we are pausing elective surgery and day surgery in our hospitals to help our clinicians manage the current COVID cases and prepare for a potential increase in the next few weeks.
And police in Canberra have told protesters voicing their opposition to vaccine mandates that they're camping illegally. The protests are expected to continue into next week. And for information on COVID-19 in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.